I'm Todd Morris with Mission Network News. Last Sunday, a birthday party was interrupted by jihadists at a popular cafe in Burkina Faso. Open Doors USA's Christian Wright.
At least 18 people were killed as a result of this terrorist attack where gunmen basically went over to a cafe where people were eating indoors and outdoors and just began gunning people down.
Wright explains that attacks like these are usually born out of the volatile situation in nearby Mali.
And this is what the terrorist attack really has a lot to do with, is violence and terrorism spilling over from Mali over that border into Burkina Faso and causing so much difficulty and pain for people living there.
Please pray for believers to hold to the hope of the gospel and for peace to spread. And Biblico's prison ministry is older than most of the prisons they serve, yet Andrew Wilson says the demand is still growing after two centuries of ministry.
We're talking close to with prison fellowship, with prison book project, with just our individual chaplains. It's probably close to the 3,000 facility mark that we're able to get God's word into, which is just amazing.
By using scripture, testimonies, and partners across the United States and beyond, Biblico hopes to continue reaching prisoners for generations to come.
They're stuck there. They don't know how long it's going to be. They're taken away from everything. And of course, yes, that's as a result of their actions. However, we know that as Jesus came and died for us and our sins, that doesn't exclude them.
And to find out more about how you can come alongside these prisoners, visit missionnews.org. Mission Network News, listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. Set Free Ministries is offering a free book called Excelling in Relationships, containing 32 lessons that guide the reader into cultivating a healthy relationship with God and others. Get yours at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Todd Morris.